everybody. This is B on .paw podcast. Stuff about stuff. So I'm going to talk about wisdom today. It's complex, obviously. Like everything is complex. And I just want to start out saying something that I read once. To acquire knowledge, one must study. But to acquire wisdom, one must observe. Okay, so let's talk about that. Let's think about that. So like I said, wisdom is complex, and some people would say multifaceted, like everybody says, right? It involves ability to make sound judgments, exhibit discernment, apply knowledge and experience in a thoughtful and effective manner. Knowledge and experience. It goes beyond more intelligence or knowledge, encompassing a deeper understanding of life, human nature, and the complexities of the world. Which, in my humble opinion, the complexities of the world have made way to, there's an app for that. Yeah, guess what? There is no warp speed. You cannot create complex things in 7 or 8 months unless you're already set up for that. Okay, insight. Wisdom involves gaining deep insights into situations, people, and a broader context of life. It often requires the ability to see beyond surface-level appearances and understand the underlying truths. Judgment. Wise individuals can make sound and reasonable decisions. They consider various perspectives. They weigh consequences and choose courses of actions that align with long-term goals and ethical principles. That's why I talk several times in several episodes about finding a mentor, even if that person doesn't know you're mentoring to them, someone you can listen to and gain some wisdom. One of the great joys in my life, besides getting old, and it is a joy because I'm one of the lucky ones. I have survived, and I feel like I have survived. A lot of people didn't. A lot of people are not here. A lot of people didn't make it. And we miss them. But I have wisdom on certain things. If you ask me, I will try to impart that. I will not preach to you or try to change you or just go, hey, you need to switch to chipmunks instead of otters. I won't do that. But if you ask my opinion about something, and or you want to know, hey, what would you do? I will tell you or impart my wisdom on that subject. Now, if I don't know, I'm one of these guys. I have no idea what you're talking about. What? I have no idea. Know nothing about otters. Know everything about chipmunks. Huh, that's all I got to say. Experience. Wisdom often comes with age and experience. Individuals learn from their successes, more from their failures. However, it is not solely dependent on age. That is true, as some people can demonstrate wisdom at a younger age due to their unique life experiences and perspectives. I have a younger friend, and he has some wisdom about cars, and you know, a lot of people. Well, that's just his opinion. He's a Mopar guy. He hates Fords. Well, listen to him. When you ask him these questions with an open mind and open heart, don't already go into it, well, I'm going to ask a Mopar guy about Ford. And if he tells me anything negative about Ford or that doesn't line up with my worldview about Ford, don't call him that. You asked him his opinion. And he will give you, this is a mechanic friend of mine, he will give you his wisdom from working on these various mechanical devices. Emotional regulation. I didn't even know those two words go together. Wisdom involves emotional intelligence and the ability to navigate complex emotional situations with calmness and empathy. It includes understanding one's own emotions and those of others. Okay. B is not a psychologist, so I can't even read between those lines, but I'm pretty sure that Freud has something to do with that. Oh, boy. Compassion. Wise individuals often demonstrate a sense of compassion and empathy toward others. They consider the well-being of individuals and society as a whole in their decision-making. No. I've never thought of society as a whole in any decision I've made. I am a human. I am flawed. I am a sinner. And everything is about me. And when you understand that, you'll understand yourself. And we need help. And I won't go into the pulpit on what we need. But don't know about that. It is really good to have compassion and empathy toward others. I do agree with that part of the statement. If you don't have compassion, that typically means that you haven't gone through it. You don't think you'll ever go through it. You're wrong. You live long enough, you'll go through just about everything. And for some of us, twice. And sometimes three times. So, once you get to the third time, you're out, okay? You know, just like baseball, three strikes and you're out. Don't keep going back, to the buffet, for the chicken wings, because that's just boring. Open-mindedness. Wisdom is linked to an open-minded approach, the ability to consider diverse opinions, viewpoints, and willingness to learn from others. It involves a cautious process of growth and adaptation. Yeah, I agree with some of that. You know, you can tell AI wrote that because the word diverse is in there. Well, you know, I recently heard something. If it's so diverse and diversity is such a great thing for us, explain it to me and speak slowly. Okay? If I'm in a platoon of men and we're all diverse and we have nothing in common, are we going to fight for each other? Are we going to have each other's backs? I would contend no, we aren't. Or if I'm married to somebody and we're both 180 from each other, are we going to be able to love each other unconditionally and be there for each other? It's going to be very difficult. So this whole diverse thing or diversity, needs to be explained. And again, speak slowly. So I can understand your viewpoint and how all these differences make us better. It's fine to be from different races and different genders and different ethnicities and viewpoints, but all that needs to be focused down into one, and then from that one, from many into one. I think we should probably put that on coins and stuff. What about you? Practical applications. Wisdom is not theoretical. and involves practical application of knowledge and understanding to real life situations. Wise individuals are capable of translating their insights into actions and contribute positively to their lives and the lives of others. I find myself having to do that at work all the time, focusing my wisdom. We are asked to do things, and management is sold things and told things, and they, whatever the flavor of the week is. And like, well, we can do that. I usually go straight for the jugular. What does that cost? And if it's too much, we don't do it. If it just doesn't make sense, why are we doing that? Well, the other thing isn't working. Well, has the other thing even been configured? Oh, no. We just bought it, but we never did anything with it. We never rounded it out. We never fleshed it out. We didn't have a team of people. I was like, why don't we do that since we bought it and we own it, right? And we're licensed for it. And we have people that know it. Why don't we do that? And if still isn't working out, we look at this other thing. I do that a lot. It's important to note that wisdom is subjective and culturally influenced, of course. Different societies may have varying perspectives and that constitute their wisdom. Additionally, it is a quality that can be cultivated and develop over time. Yes, over time, through learning, reflection, and a commitment to personal and intellectual growth. Now, you have to realize not everybody thinks this way. Again, we're people, we're human, we are flawed, we are sinners, and we like shortcuts. You know, the quicker we can get to something, the better. The less we have to do, the better. You work with people like that, right? They're there for the paycheck. They put in their hours and they're gone. Why, you want to understand. You want to know. And those are the people that I like being around. And I can, now that I've been my particular profession I've been doing for a while, I've got very good at knowing who's going to do what. Me and my coworker were talking a couple of weeks ago. I was like, yeah, Johnny's not going to do that. He's talking about it, but he won't do it. 2 weeks, we get to our so we're draft one, draft two. My coworker, me, are working on it, and Johnny's not really doing anything. Then we get to draft three. I go, "What do you got, John?" He goes, "Well, I agree with coworker one and with you, B." Like, oh, okay. But what do you have? And, you know, I'm not a manager. I'm not a boss. I am a lead. And I say, well, by Friday, have something for us for this presentation, because I want everybody to be involved. Friday comes and, hey, what do you got, dude? What's happening? And, oh, I don't got anything. I agree with coworker one and with you, B. So I told my manager, next time we do one of these, you can forget having, I don't want Johnny on my team. He doesn't contribute. He's only here for the paycheck. And I just, in business, I don't have time for that. If you want to do that in your personal life, fine. Okay. Fantasy football, fantasy squash, whatever you're doing, fine. In business, I personally do not. I want people who will contribute. Not everybody wants to grow intellectually or personally. And if you don't, then I'm done. Okay. This is me, and this is me as an old man speaking. When I was a younger man, I wouldn't care. It's like, oh, F it, whatever. Just don't care. I know I noticed. And I probably complained about it at happy hour, but it was forgot the next day because I went to happy hour the night before. let's talk about insight, okay? That comes along with wisdom, you know? perspective of a situation, a problem, or a complex issue. What I was just talking about with our friend Johnny. It involves gaining a clear and penetrating understanding that goes beyond the surface level observations. Surface level is what I'm talking about. I have no room for that in my life anymore. Oh, I don't like this because, okay, sorry. What about all these other things under the surface?
You're being insensitive.
I'm just trying to, why are we just talking about this surface level thing? It's like seeing the ocean, right? And go, oh, it's choppy. Oh, no. Right under those waves is a whole nother world that is calm and peaceful and beautiful. But the waves, oh no, we have to dive under the waves, get up under there, have some insight into what you're looking at. Surface level observations, good place to start. But as soon as you do that, you have to like put your head under the water and start to look around. Underlying patterns, connections, and meanings that may not be immediate apparent. We have that every day. Again, back to my stupid career. We have that every day. It's like, well, wait a minute. This bad actor is doing this to do this, but look at, have you thought about all these other things that could happen? I'm sure the bad actor has. We need to be thinking about that too. What about this? Oh, no, no, we're not going to think about that. Well, guess what? I have to. Some of the characteristics of insight include clarity, recognition of patterns, the aha moments, the problem solving, intuition, perspective shift. So clarity is being clear about a situation, allowing individuals to see and understand it more clearly. So we'll have a problem, right, that we have to solve. And we solve that problem by have a clarity of what the problem is. There's a cause and effect. With what we do, it's either one or zero, on or off. There's no talking about it. There is no gray. It's either, okay, this is happening or it's not happening, right? I mean, let's be clear about what has happened so we can have a deeper understanding of those factors and we can resolve them or move on to something else that does need our focus. So that's the recognition of patterns, insight. We're talking about insight as it relates to wisdom, involves the ability to recognize patterns or connections that may not be obvious to others. This takes practice, especially in this fast-paced world. You can see me do air quotes there. And a lot of times, if you're looking for a job, it's a fast-paced work environment. Okay, well, 2024, well, actually, since 1984, the real time, not the movie, has been fast-paced, okay? And it accelerates, it seems like, daily sometimes. And that's just part of being in the secular human world. There's a lot of things thrown at you during the day, so you need to focus and have some insights. And to do that, sometimes you have to slow down a little bit and go, hey, wait a minute, I'm going to hang and read this last statement. I do that a lot. Someone is already on bullet point 4, and I'm still reading bullet point 2. Trying to understand it. And I raise my hands and I ask, exactly what does that mean? And if the person who is speaking cannot answer that, then that means I have to find an answer. Just a side note here. This is why it's smart to have a pen and paper in meetings or your phone or your notebook or your laptop. And write these things down in Notepad as quickly as you can. Because when you walk out, you'll forget. Because we all forget. And then aha moments, right? Insight is sometimes described as an aha moment, and that is true, or a sudden realization. It can occur when pieces of information or knowledge come together in a way that produces a new and meaningful understanding. That is almost wisdom to me. When you have a new and meaningful understanding of something, you know, when you're in the middle of something, a relationship, let's just say, just for an example, you know, my friend was talking to me, one of my friends, I actually have more than one, and like real friends, and you know, it's like, hey, you know, when that was happening with you, I told you what the F, and yeah, oh, this and that, and like, well, yeah, but you know, you don't have that aha moment till you step away, or until you can get away from that maelstrom of information being thrown at you or emotions being thrown at you. Happens in business a lot. I'll be driving home, or I'll be making a dinner, or giving my cat, you know, his daily kibbles, and focusing very, very closely on these activities, especially dinner and kibbles, because those are very, very important milestones in your life. You know, you have that aha moment. You go, oh, one and one does equals two. Okay. And then problem solving. Insight is valuable in problem solving. You think so? As it can reveal innovative and effective solutions. True, 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 true. It allows individuals to grasp the core of a problem and identify strategies to addressing it, which I just talked about. Intuition. In some cases, insight may be associated with intuition, immediate understanding or knowing about the need, without really, it's unconscious intuition. Intuitive insights can be the results of a cumulative knowledge and experience. Yes, agreed. I think that's wisdom. I am going to do an episode on intuition, because when I grew up, you always heard about women's intuition. I think we all have it. I think women are more in tune with it, and they talk about it more, because that's the difference between men and women. We don't talk a lot or share a lot. Women do. And you'll hear about this. I think also, since women birth the children, men were involved, but we don't carry the child and we don't birth the child. They have a connection to humanity, not only to that child, but to humanity that spans our knowledge. It's there, and they can tap into it, or maybe they're tapped into it, and it comes to them in waves. When my mother was alive, she would call me when I was younger, and they're living in Dallas. I'm living in Houston, in the great state of Texas. And, oh, are you okay? Wanted to check on you. Yes, ma'am. And little did she know I was sick, or I had lost my job, or I went for a drive because my wife and I had a fight and I needed to leave the house because I'm an a-hole. But she knew that. And these aren't random things that happened. This happened all through my life. It's odd. My sister has related this to me as well. You know, that's what I think. You know, women's pelvises are 120 degrees, men are 90. We are physically different. We are different, and they have a connection to something we don't have. I think everyone has it. I think men have to try harder than women do, but it is there. And sometimes you just know things. I think for us men, can only speak for men because I'm a man. I just think that comes with wisdom. You know, it's like, oh yeah, I remember back in my, can't believe I'm saying this, my 40s, you know, or my 50s. I remember that. And bada bing, bada boom. That's experience. But with that experience comes wisdom. Because it may have been a bad experience that taught me X, but it may have taught me A. So I want to get back to talking about wisdom. So the journey of wisdom is a lifelong process that involves personal growth, learning, and reflection. While wisdom can be cultivated through various paths, here are a couple general approaches. I don't believe in that cultivating. I just think this comes with living life and being attuned to your life. And I think most people, when they get in their 40s, they start looking back because you have a couple of decades. When you're in 20s, I never looked back at when I was 10. You know, when I was 30, I really never looked back 20. I turned 40. I went, wait a minute, 30, 20. Yeah. And I started to realize some things. So, excuse me, it's time for bee water. Hey, everybody. This is Bee with Dot Paul Podcast, Stuff About Stuff. We'll get right back to the episode. I just wanted to remind everyone, you can find me on X, on Facebook, and we are hosted on Buzzsprout.com. I try to post every Thursday at 6 a.m. Central Time. And then however you listen to podcasts, Spotify has turned into a real touchstone for Dot Paul Podcast. Apple is big. There's a bunch of them out there. So however you listen to your content, you know, you can find us there. And I say go for it. You know, Deezer has turned out to be big. Amazon Music. Player FM. I have an RSS feed. The Index, podcast Index, is sending a lot of traffic my way. Anyway, I just wanted to say, hey, thank you. And join us every Thursday, sometimes on Tuesdays. You never know. I may go, hey, and surprise you on Tuesday. So I just want to say, find us on X. If you want to comment on the show or make a suggestion, send me a direct message. X seems to be a good place for that. And that person that wants to marry me, I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen. But if you want a friend, I'm your guy. So just wanted to throw that out there. And now we go back to our normally scheduled episode. And thank you again for listening to Dot Paul Podcast. Oh, that's delicious water. Continuous learning. Embrace a mindset of lifetime learning. Just being alive isn't enough. You learn a lot when you're alive. Stay curious. Seek knowledge from diverse sources, books, experiences, interactions with others. Be open to exploring different perspectives and ideas. When I was young, speaking of looking back, I did not like other ideas. Somebody didn't agree with me. I was angry. But I was a different person back then. I got older, and then I would, try to have conversations, and then I would ponder what they said. If they don't agree with me, whatever. They're still my friend, still my coworker, still my sibling, still my whatever. wife, you know, I don't agree with you, but I still love you. And this is the way I feel about it. That's the way you feel about it. This is why I feel that way. This is why you feel that way. Okay. Shake hands and move forward. I've always been a reader. The internet came along and, that kind of got derailed, but, I got back into reading about 20 years ago. I do like people. It was a lot easier back before everybody was told to go home and lock yourself in your house. That was not good for society, any society on the planet. And you know, when you hear different ideas, it will spawn many other ideas in you. Self-reflection, take time for self-reflection to understand your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. Big thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. I should probably do an episode on each one of those. Regular introspection can lead to greater self-awareness, helping you identify areas for improved and personal development. Well, like I've said, and all of these is don't get too tied up in there. A lot of people like, oh, I go to a therapist every 2 weeks and I talk about everything. Well, that's great for the therapist. Somebody just bought a new BMW, but don't do that. You need to reflect yourself. You need to meditate. You need to get quiet. Go out onto your back porch or to a park and just turn everything off except for yourself. And the next one is mindfulness and meditation. So you got to have an inner peace, have clarity, and emotional regulation. These techniques can enhance your ability to focus, make better decisions, and develop a deep understanding of yourself and the world. Maybe you need someone to show you the way. Learn those things and then do them yourself. Do not rely on another person to do this for you. I didn't think I would see this. Experimental learning. actively engage in diverse experiences. Kinky. Whether through travel, volunteering, new activities, exposing yourself to different environments and perspectives can broaden your understanding and contribute to wisdom. That is true. Very, very true. I do like to travel. I like to be in different places and go, hey, this is cool. Hey, that's not cool. You know, I'm kind of indifferent to that. I kind of like that. I don't like that. This is kind of like being at home. You know, it's, you'd be surprised how different things are in the world, and how much they are the same. Diverse perspectives is very important. You know, different backgrounds, cultures, walks of life, you know, meaningful conversation. You got to be careful because some people they're just argumentative, okay? This was part of their personality type. They are argumentative. But some people will talk to you. I like people that listen to me. I talked about active listening. That's something everybody should practice. Pause before you answer and consider what they ask you or what they just said. Do not have it worked out in your head or before time. We're going in to talk to Johnny about his inability to interact with the team. Go in there and go, hey, man, can we help you in any way? What seems to, you know, 3 weeks and you've contributed nothing to this. How can we help you? Listen to what they say. Don't go in there thinking, oh, man, this dude is toast. And then they may say, hey, you know what? My gerbil that you know, he lived 8 months. That's old for a durable. He passed away, and you know, his name was Sammy, and I miss Sammy. I'm a little depressed. You have to consider all of this. So active listening is very important. And then challenges, right? Well, one thing that's a challenge is different backgrounds, cultures, and walks of life. But it's good to go out there and to know these things, understand these things. You know, I'm all for that. I think that's very, very, very important. Here in Texas, we have a lot of people from around the world. In different states, we have a lot of people from around the world, good, the bad, and the ugly. And I like knowing these folks. You know, I don't call them by their ethnic grouping name, whatever we're calling them today. And each one has different attributes, the way they do things. And, you know, this whole, all these people do things, I would say 99.9% of the time for the betterment of the society and our nation as a whole. That's what I was talking about earlier. Emotional intelligence, again, those two things I didn't think were that was a thing. It's got to be an AI thing right there. Cultural emotional intelligence, by understanding and managing your emotions effectively. Additionally, practice empathy and compassion, like we were saying a moment ago, as this contributes to building meaningful connections. Sorry, I got distracted. I was thinking about something else. I wasn't actively listening to myself. That contributes to building meaningful connections and greater sense of social awareness. Practicing humility. That's huge. More people need to do that, and I'll just leave that at that. Basically, balancing rational and intuition. That's hard to do sometimes. Rational thinking is important, but also you need to trust your intuition, or what my dad used to say, your gut. He would say, boy, something don't feel right, don't do it. And he's right about that. No matter how you feel about that other person, don't do it. Sometimes insights and wisdoms emerge from a deeper intuitive understanding of situations. Now, you can overanalyze and be paused by going over things over and over and over. I say that a lot of times with the people I work with. Okay, so we've talked about this. Everybody's done their little presentation, just whatever, just your thoughts on something, and now we have to go to management and go, this is what we're going to do. We have to have a purpose to do this. And same thing with your life, living with a purpose. Reflect on your values and what truly matters to you. Living a purpose-driven life can provide a sense of direction and fulfillment. That is very true. A lot of people just get carried away with making a paycheck and grinding it out Monday through Friday, and that whole TGI or Friday or, oh my God, it's Monday mentality is not the way to live. Paycheck to paycheck is not the way to live. Contributing to a deeper understanding of your own identity and the world around you. You know, I used to tell someone that I was very close to, I've always known who I was. My identity. Always. I think being an adopted person gave me that insight, because the first thing I thought is, damn, I'm lucky. I ask these questions to AI. I write my own notes about these things, and then I ask these questions. And this thing churns out it has memorized everything everybody's ever said or quoted about this, and it's getting better and better. So yeah, these are all, most of my scripts are written by me, and I am reading off a script because I am I am flawed and I do make mistakes, and I need help. So cultivate your wisdom, my friends, and embrace your growth mindset. Read widely, reflect regularly, seek different perspectives, practice mindfulness and meditation if you need to. Learn from your mistakes. Hello. Cultivate empathy. Balance your rational thoughts with your intuition. Practice the humility. Always be humble, my friends. Always. I think something we didn't talk about is connect with mentors. Seek guidance from individuals you admire or who have experience in your areas. The areas you're interested in. Mentors can provide valuable insights and perspectives. Again, you don't have to walk up to somebody and go, "Hey, will you mentor me? Will you be my mentor?" You can listen to people. They can be your mentor without them knowing they're mentoring to you. You're going to change. They may change, and there's nothing wrong with that. Speaking of change, be open to change. Change is a natural part of life. You have to be adaptable. You have to be flexible to move through this life. And it's a lifetime journey. Some people that you could probably mentor off of are elders and leaders, philosophers, thinkers, spiritual leaders, religious leaders, scientists and scholars to some degree. If you're building a widget, community elders, which would be different from the first elders I talked about. Typically, the first elders are usually grandparents and parents, maybe an older sibling, or if you have older friends. Sometimes older friends go, "Bro, don't do that. That's not cool." Or however your weird older friend talks. Individuals who have overcome adversity. You may want to listen to them. Teachers and mentors are kind of the same. Have a lot of respect for teachers, especially teachers that teach young people. They are something else, and they're the ones, in my reasoning, should be making the millions of dollars, not football players. Okay, so I was flipping through some wisdom quotes. Wisdom is not a product of schooling, but a lifelong attempt to acquire it. Albert Einstein. Do the right thing, even when no one is looking. It's called integrity. Oh, look out. I've learned that two people can look at the exact same thing and see something totally different. Word. So I hope this helps you, like I hope everything at Dot Paul Podcast Stuff About Stuff helps you. I love talking to you guys, and everybody, mainly the comments are coming from X, a couple people on the Facebook, Dot Paul Podcast Facebook page. Thank you for your input and your support. Sometimes it feels like I'm sitting in the Dot Paul headquarters alone, but I know I'm not. I know you're out there, and I appreciate you. So until next time, remember, accelerate with confidence.